This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The following are high school basketball scores from last night, March the 4th, for the WLEW and WHST listening area. For the boys' teams last night, there were not any area basketball games for the boys' teams. The girls were a bit busier last night, with Kingston decimating Caseville 71-10. Owendale Gagetown had 52 over Akron Fairgrove's 34. Deckerville, with 42, was well ahead of Kindy North Huron 6. Ubley had 44, and Peck, their opponent, had 34. Brown City, with 48, beat Marlette with 33. Sandusky had 44, overcoming Memphis with 14. Caro, with 43 points, defeated the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers with 29. Cass City had 55, overcoming Harbor Beach with 23. Otisville-Lakeville with 50 went up against Millington with 38. Reese had 37, just 1 point ahead of Saginaw Valley Lutheran's 36. Emily City with 54 beat Croswell-Lexington with 44. And Davison had 43, shutting out Lapeer with 18. For more sports scores and stories, you can also go to our website, thumbnet.net/sports. And another news for today. Sanilac County is ready to commemorate Memorial Day. The county commissioners approved the Veteran Affairs Office to purchase American flags and flag holders to be placed on all of the gravesites of veterans in the cemeteries throughout the county. The Veteran Affairs Office was authorized to purchase 40 gross of flags from National Flag and Display at a cost of $5,760. Authorization was also given to purchase 36 special flag holders from the New England Flag Manufacturing Company for $2,115. The money for that purchase will come from the Veteran Affairs millage. And the Health Department has also given approval to replacing the flooring with a $16,250 new carpet from Flooring Edge Incorporated. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Tyler here with Al Hansen Motors. Many times people shop for a vehicle online and they see a price that seems too good to be true, because it is. Those dealers charge dock fees and financing fees that can add at least $1,000 onto the price of the vehicle, and many times even more. At Al Hansen Motors, we never charge dock fees and we never charge finance fees. And at Al Hansen Motors, we're always willing to make a deal. First up this week is a 2020 Chevy Equinox. It has heated cloth seats, remote start, Bluetooth, and a backup camera. With only 85,000 miles, we're asking $16,980. And if you're looking for an SUV that has all the bells and whistles without breaking the bank, I have a 2019 Buick Enclave Premium. It's all-wheel drive and fully loaded with every option available. It has 103,000 miles and we're asking $17,980. And if you're balling on a budget, don't worry, we got you. I just received a 2017 Cruise with heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, and gets up to 40 miles per gallon. With only 78,000 miles, we're asking $12,580. I also have a 2017 Ford Fusion that has only 123,000 miles. It is also good on gas and we're asking $9,980.
I'm Al Hansen and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. A package of bills introduced by Republican State Representative Jennifer Warts would block new permits and construction until April of 2027. Supporters say that the goal is to give communities time to assess the impact on power grids, water systems, and farmland. Warts argued that state tax incentives for clean energy-powered facilities are accelerating development and putting pressure onto rural land. Business leaders, however, disagree. The Lansing Regional Chamber says slowing data center growth could cost Michigan major investments and jobs, calling the industry critical to the state's economic future. Energy experts say a temporary pause could give lawmakers time to review how the utility plans to handle the increased demand. The bills are now before the House Government Operations Committee. And another news for today. A mid-Michigan murder case tied to a Saginaw Township motel is moving closer to sentencing after a suspect entered a no-contest plea in court. Prosecutors say 46-year-old Daniel Barnes accepted responsibility for three criminal counts, including second-degree murder and torture, in the killing of Teresa Johnson. Investigators say Johnson was found dead inside of a room at the Roadway Inn and Suites on St. Mary's Lane on September the 1st of 2024. An autopsy determined that she died from numerous traumatic injuries. Authorities allege that Barnes kept Johnson's body inside the motel room for roughly 2 days before it was discovered. Court proceedings have been delayed for months while doctors evaluated whether Barnes was mentally capable of standing trial. After completing a competency evaluation, he was ruled able to understand the charges and participate in his defense. By entering a no-contest plea, Barnes does not formally admit his guilt but does accept that the court can treat the charges as proven. When he returns for sentencing later, he faces a prison term expected to exceed at least 3 decades. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Slum Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.